Hey everyone, welcome to the Snowplow Show. You're listening to the 386th episode, which is sponsored by Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, one of the many supporters on patreon.com/phonelosers. So that intro, the Jaws intro thing, that was created by JD. He's done a lot of music for the show. In fact, he did the intro song today also. You know, just all those clips that you just heard. But JD said, hey, RB, here's a little clip for Ruprecht, the monkey boy, of that Jaws idea he mentioned on the last show. It's pretty short and stupid, but maybe you can use it for something. So thanks, JD, for making a short and stupid intro thingy, Jaws clip, whatever, something to set off the copyright alarms on YouTube. Hopefully nobody else made the same clip, and I just haven't found it in my email yet. So last week, I was out of town, and I just kind of forgot about all my show notes and everything, and I wanted to mention Clownsec one more time before their Kickstarter ended, but I completely forgot, and now it's over. But the good news is that they made, I don't know, a bunch of money. It looks like you got $1,307 to make Clownsec coins. You know, the idea that he's totally ripping off from the Phone Losers? And he's also the guy that designed the PLA coin from this year. It ended a few days ago, though, or I guess last week. And I think his original goal was $666, so he more than doubled it. Congratulations, Don Fickles and everyone else associated with Clownsec. That's pretty awesome. I can't wait to get my Clownsec coin. It says here on the Kickstarter he's going to have them delivered in August of 2017. And I'm not sure I believe him on that part. I think it'll probably be more like next month, unless this company he's using just has crazy fast delivery times. I know mine took like a month to get here, though. I'm betting he's going to have a bunch of coins left over, since he made so much on this Kickstarter. So be sure to go to clownsec.com, I assume it is, and maybe you can just buy one from the website if you missed out on the Kickstarter. I got a news story here from a listener named Sean, and this sort of relates to stuff we've done in the past. Do you remember years ago when me and Stacy did all of those pet calls? What were we doing? We were calling up homeless shelters. I think we were doing it both ways. We were calling up homeless shelters and saying we were with an animal shelter and offering to give them dead animals for the homeless to eat. You know, dead dogs and cats. May as well put them to good use and let some people eat them. And then I think we were also calling animal shelters and offering to give them dead homeless people. But Sean sent me a news article from the DC and Maryland and Virginia area, he says. Park Service catches 110 Canada geese from DC Park. Donates the meat to a group that helps feed the homeless. 100 pounds of meat was donated to the DC Central Kitchen and will be used in meals for homeless shelters, rehabilitation clinics, and after-school programs. And I know it's geese, you know, that's not as gross as dogs and cats. But it kind of feels like the same thing. They're going around rounding up animals and imprisoning them and then killing them and feeding them to the homeless. The Park Service says the geese were caught in Anacostia Park and euthanized in July as part of an effort to manage the park's wetlands. The geese feed on wetland plants. The nerve of them eating plants instead of killing animals and eating them. Officials say the meat was tested and is safe for consumption. Basically, this isn't news at all. I guess people are just kind of okay with this. But, I don't know, it's just kind of weird, isn't it? They're going around collecting birds from parks to feed to homeless people.
There are several good places in your home where an extension telephone will be a great convenience and comfort for you and your family. For instance, your kitchen. An extension phone here will save you countless steps every day. Another possibility is your bedroom. At your bedside, an extension phone will give you privacy and a feeling of security at night. Or if there's a playroom, or a place where the family spends a lot of time, an extension lets anyone, or everyone, talk on the phone without leaving the room. A handy phone in the garage or workshop will save time and trips the year round. For only pennies a day more than the cost of your present phone, you can have a colorful extension telephone for one of the many places in your home where you work, play, or sleep. Just call your Bell Telephone business office or ask your telephone man.
I got a list here from a listener named Jeff. He sent in a lot of stuff before. Like, he's the one that sends in a lot of sidewalk petitions and city-related stuff. And he sent me a big list of numbers here, and I don't want to say what it's from because he changed his mind. Like, he wanted me to mess with customers of his at a place he works, but then he had second thoughts, which is totally understandable. But it's a pretty huge list of people here, and I didn't want it to just go to waste. And all it has is their phone number and their first name, and which, you know, there's not a whole lot I can do with that. But I was thinking maybe I'll just call them up and tell them to hang up the phone or something, or tell them to stop looking at me. I don't know. Let's just start here at the top of the list and see where this goes. First guy's name is John. Maybe this whole show will just turn into another hang-up-the-phone show.
Sorry,
or maybe it's just going to be a bunch of voicemails and stuff. So far, the first two have not picked up, but this is the third one. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Brian?
Yes.
Hang up the phone.
Okay.
Just do it. Don't argue. Just hang up. Oh, man. What the hell? I don't think he said anything when he picked up either.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Miller.
Yes.
Hey, hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I said so. You hang it up.
Okay.
Hang it up right now.
Okay.
Don't question it. Wow, nobody's questioning it. He probably thinks it's a scam or a telemarketer. It's like a new telemarketing technique. Oh, that's what I should do. If they refuse to hang up, I could be like, oh, well, now that I've got your attention, how's your insurance? I can save you up to 10%. Oh, hello? Gary? Gary?
Hello?
Hi, Gary?
Hold on a second.
Okay, hurry up. Put Gary on. I don't have all day.
Hello?
Hi, Gary?
Yes, just calling.
Oh, we have a very bad connection. Should I call you right back? Gary? Gary? Oh, he hung up. Okay, I don't think he's going to pick back up.
Hi, it's Gary.
Oh, hey, Gary. It sounds much better this time.
Yep. Yeah, who's calling?
My name is Brad, and I need you to hang up the phone. Just hang it up.
Who's calling? Who's Brad?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. Like, I don't have to tell you who I am. I'm just telling you, you better hang up that phone.
Okay.
Do it. Don't sit here and damn it, all that. And he just hangs it up. Hangs up the phone. This is a very obedient part of the country, it seems.
Hello?
Hi. Put Ryan on the phone. Hurry up. Chop, chop, lady. Need to talk.
Who are you looking for?
Ryan?
Oh, you must have the wrong number.
Oh, shit, crap. It says Ryan on here. He's probably some sort of a scammer and put your phone number down instead of his own.
Yeah, this is my phone number.
You don't know Ryan?
I don't know Ryan, no.
Ah, damn it. Well, anyway, what's your name?
Why?
Because I wanted to call you by name when I order you to hang up the phone.
No, I don't know who you are, so sorry.
Okay, well, just hang up the phone then, lady. Hang it up. Right now. Everyone's always so suspicious these days. It didn't used to be like this. I've noticed quite a few of these that didn't pick up. Like, they'll say a different name than Jeff's given me. So I think I need to call up Jeff and tell him to hang up the phone. That'll teach him. Fucking Jeff.
Steve, may I help you?
Hey, put Jenny on the phone, pal.
She's not here.
Well, when's she gonna be there? God damn it.
Who's this?
Don't worry about it. This is between me and Jenny. It's none of your business.
Okay, great.
It is great. Motherfucker.
What can I do for you, sir?
I would like you to hang up the phone.
Okay.
Just hang it up.
Hello?
Hi, put Martin on the phone. Hurry up, lady.
Excuse me?
I said put Martin on the phone. And make it snappy.
Who's this?
It's between me and Martin.
I don't think so.
Well, you're not his damn secretary, so just get him on the phone.
Hello?
Hello, is Jim around?
Is who around?
Jim.
There's no one named Jim. Maybe Jim? Jim? Or
that's what I said. Yeah. Yeah.
Jim.
Not
at this number. No, that's my boyfriend's number or name.
Hmm. Well, shit. Okay, well, I want you to just hang up that phone. Hang it up. Right now.
Why don't you hang up?
No, I'm not hanging up. Come on, I don't have time for this shit. Hang up your phone.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. You're the one that's crazy. I'm just a simple request. Hang up your damn phone,
lady. You just
called
me.
It doesn't matter.
You're asking me strange questions, and now you're swearing at me.
How is it a strange question? I asked if Jim was a around, and you gave me a bunch of shit about that. Then you claim he's your boyfriend, and now you won't even hang up the phone. So I've had it with you.
I'm just going to leave it, because you're freaking nuts.
No, you better not. You better not. Because I have other calls to make. Ma'am, this isn't a game. Hang up the damn phone. I've got calls to make. Listen, lady. You hang up that phone right now.
If you are truly a telemarketer, you cannot threaten people, and I know that.
I'm not a telemarketer. I was calling for Jim.
Then why does Jim? That's not even a name.
It is, too. It's right here on my list. I mean, right here on my phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I'll find out who you call for and your behavior.
What does that mean? I already told you who I'm calling for.
You're a telemarketer if you're calling off of a list.
I am not a telemarketer. I was trying to call my friend, Jim. And you're giving me shit and pretending you're his girlfriend. It's ridiculous. I mean you're acting like I'm the strange one here. You won't even hang up your damn phone. Oh, hello? Are you okay, Nicole? Nicole? Are you okay? Shuffle around the rummage twice if you need help. Hello? Nicole? Hey. Nicole? What's all that noise? What's all that rustling around? Is this really Jim? Hello? Nicole, are you okay? Am I in your purse or your pants? I just heard a zipper. Hello? Jim? What? Was that a partial sentence? It's hard to hear. I think you put me in your purse. Hello? Nicole? Okay, well, I don't know what to do about this. Nicole won't hang up. And she's pretending that she has something to do with Jim. So, you know what? I'm just going to leave her on the line, and I'm going to call Sean. I bet you Sean will hang up. You hear that, Nicole? I'm calling Sean. How do you like that? I got three-way calling.
Hello?
Hello, is Sean around?
This is Sean.
Oh, hey, Sean. I'm going to need you to hang up the phone right now. Just hang it up.
What? Who is this?
My name is Roy.
And what are you calling for?
I'm calling to tell you to hang up the phone. Hang it up right now.
Okay.
Hurry the fuck up, lady. See, Nicole, that's how it's done. That's how you hang up a phone. That's how you follow orders. She's just going to pretend she can't hear me. She's going to sit there all night. I think she's walking over to Jim's house.
Hi, you've reached David's
room. David's not there. Nicole, can you three-way Jim onto the line?
Hello.
Hello, John?
Yeah.
Hey, I've got Nicole here on three-way, and Nicole would like you to hang up the phone right now. Just hang it up.
What?
Nicole, she's on the phone with me, but she won't talk. It's Jim's girlfriend. She wants you to hang up the phone. She's trying to say she's saying release the line, but I'm old-fashioned. I'm just saying hang up the phone. Oh, he hung up. Nicole, he hung up the phone. Like, you know, no questions at all. He just hung it right up. Nicole, can you tell that kid to shut the fuck up, please? I'm on the phone, you know? I'm starting to think Nicole's not listening.
Scott.
Hi, Scott?
This is?
Hey, hang up the phone. I've got Nicole on three-way. She wants you to hang up, too. Just hang it up.
Okay.
Do it. Don't argue. Most people know how to hang up the phone. Nicole, are you back? I heard a zipper. She's probably just trying to shut me up.
Hello, this is Dominica.
Hey, Dominica. I've got Nicole on the phone with me on three-way right now, and she asked me to order you to hang up the phone. I told her you wouldn't do it, but she's like, yeah, she will. She said she better hang up that phone. She hung up, Nicole. You got your wish. I hear a guy in the background now. Do you think that's Jimb? Hey, look, here's another Jimb. I'm going to call this guy.
Hello?
Hi, Lila?
Hi, is this Jim?
No, I was actually calling for Jimb. Is he around?
Oh, you want my Jim?
Well, I don't think you can claim ownership of Jim, but yeah, put him on the damn phone, lady. Come on.
Okay,
chop, chop.
Who's calling?
It's Roy and Nicole. Nicole's on three-way, but she won't speak. I think she put her phone in her purse and zipped it up.
And you're calling about what?
Well, that's none of your damn business, lady. Just put Jim.
Oh, well, I think it is.
Why would it be your business? If it's, hey, worst secretary ever. She wouldn't even tell me if he's around. Hey, Nicole, I can hear you smacking your lips. Are you ready to say hello or something? Please? Yeah, I'm definitely out of her purse now. She's running over to Jim's apartment. Nicole, please hang up the phone. I need both of my lines free. I've got lots of telemarketing to do.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 705.
Oh, no! You guys, Nicole, she hung up the phone. In the middle of that voicemail message, she finally just decided to give up and hang up the phone. And here, let me look at my history. Let's see how long she stayed on for. Ah, shit, I called so many people it scrolled away. Oh, wait, no, I think this is it. I think she stayed on with me for 17 minutes. Yes, this is the right one. 17 minutes and 35 seconds. I don't know what my record is these days. I'm definitely never going to beat that Ohio guy and Alabama girl, because those lasted hours before they hung up, and I don't know if they hung up or the line just went dead after that many hours. Oh, and the reason I knew her name was Nicole is because I put their phone number into Facebook, and it pulled up this lady's Facebook account.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Yes?
Hey there, I need you to hang up the phone.
Okay.
Just hang it up right now. Don't argue with me. Stop arguing. Oh my gosh. Wow, that was just the most obedient list of people I've ever called before. Most of them just hung up without really saying anything, and I'm sure I'm just going to edit all of those out. But it looks like I've been up to this for, I don't know, like 40 minutes or so now. And really, not a whole lot of it was hilarious. I think I'm probably going to cut this down to, I don't know, 10 minutes or something. Because I think most people just did it. They just hung up. They know better than to not hang up their phones, unlike Nicole. Oh, hey, Stella?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. And I had Nicole on three-way with me, on the phone.
Okay.
That's not a weird reference or anything. I just want you to hang up your damn phone right now. Hang it up. See? They just hang up. It's like it's a whole town of military people. They're just like, sir, yes, sir. And like slam down the phone. Actually, here, let's try one more. This lady's name is Kathy. Kathy's the name of a lady that just will refuse to hang up. I'm sure of it.
Hi, it's Dave and Kathy. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Wow.
Record your message.
That poor man. He is dead inside. I feel so bad for him. So I've called the rest of the list now, and nobody's picking up. So I'm going to officially declare this entire segment a huge failure, but we won't blame it on the show sponsor. We're going to blame this on Jeff. So thanks a lot, Jeff, for sending me a list of the world's most obedient people. You could have told me that, and I wouldn't have done the hang up the phone thing on them. I could have had them all lick sticks of butter or something. I don't know why, but I'm in the mood to call up some Walgreens today. So let's call up a few Walgreens. I think it was on a Hobosode, or actually I'm sure it was last week. I was calling up Walgreens and telling them I'd been hanging out in their back room. I left something behind.
Just so you know, the store's open till 10 p.m. tonight.
And those calls went horribly, but maybe I should try something different with Walgreens. Tell them to stop looking at me.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is Tracy. How may I help you?
Hey, Tracy. This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office in the security department.
Okay.
And are you the one that's at the counter right now?
Am I at the counter?
Well, you know, by the register, answered the phone.
No.
Oh, where are you at? Are you in the office?
Yes.
Well, hey, could you run down over to cosmetics and tell that girl behind the counter to stop looking at me like that? Stop looking at the camera? Like, because, you know, she keeps giving me snake eyes, and I'm just trying to do my job here and watch her and make sure she doesn't shoplift, and she just keeps giving me looks. She keeps looking at me.
Okay, is this like a prank call? Or?
Oh, no, of course not. Absolutely not. I'm calling from corporate security.
Okay, and you're looking at my cosmetic department?
Yeah, I'm watching all of the departments there at your store, and the girl in cosmetics, she just keeps looking at me.
Okay.
And she keeps doing that thing with her eyes where she points at her eyes and then points at me.
Okay, and who? What does the girl in cosmetics look like?
Well, it's hard to see because our cameras, you know, they don't get super detailed on the faces, but she has dark hair and she's wearing a uniform.
Okay, and what's your name again?
My name is Reverend Sensei Doug.
I'm sorry, can you... Robin...
Oh, no, Reverend Sensei Doug.
Reverend.
One of my listeners said I should start putting Reverend before it.
Okay, and your phone number?
You don't even need that. I don't want you to call me back. I'm just... Can you just run down over there real quick and just tell her to stop looking at me?
There's no one in cosmetics, sir.
Well, there was a minute ago, and she kept looking at me.
Okay, I'm not... I think this is a prank call.
I think your face is a prank call.
I don't understand where you're calling from.
From the corporate office with Walgreens. I'm one of the three employees that works here every night watching the cameras. And usually it's not a problem, but I don't know. That girl, she keeps just looking at me. And I shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm just trying to do my job.
I got what you're saying. I don't know what camera she's looking at you in.
She keeps looking at the main one that looks right at the register at the counter to make sure she's not shoplifting. And I feel like maybe she's trying to steal from the company because she's
okay,
trying.
Okay, so you think it's an employee or you think it's a customer?
Oh no, it's definitely an employee. She's been working behind the cash register today. But, you know, I'm trying to watch and make sure she doesn't steal anything, and she just keeps looking at me. And I like, she's trying to intimidate me into not looking. So what's she up to? That's what I want to know.
Okay. Well, I want to know your phone number.
Just call the 1-800-WALGREENS.
No, that's not who I would call to get security.
No, it would work. You just have to hit the right combination after. It's 420.
No, I'm the store manager, and I know how to get a hold of security, and
guess
not the 1-800 number.
I work here in security, and I know how people can get a hold of me. They call 1-800-WALGREENS, and then they hit in the security code, 420-6969.
Okay, so there's a different number that I would call for the security operations.
Well, I don't use that number.
Okay, so where are you? You're not the part of the security operations center?
Look, lady, I know who signs your paycheck, and I'll tell them to just stop. I'll just snap my fingers. Just
well, like... I'm sorry, but you don't. So
I do too.
Mean,
like you apparently,
I'm not sure.
You just don't know how things work here at the corporate office. I think that's the problem.
Okay.
You think you know everything.
Would you like to,
I can have
my DM call you if you give me a phone number. I'll be more than happy to have him give you a call.
No, I don't want to talk to anyone. You just tell that girl behind the register to stop looking at me.
And your name was Reverend?
Yes, Reverend Sensei Doug.
And how do you spell that last name?
D-O-U-G. Doug.
D-O-U-G-E?
No, I said it's Doug. Like Doug. It's
okay.
Spelled like Doug, stupid.
So Reverend Doug.
No, Reverend Sensei Doug. From the security department.
Okay, so is the Sensei S-I-N-S-A-Y?
No, it's Sensei, like a Sensei. Like a black belt, you know?
How do you spell that, sir?
It's a title. You don't know how to spell sensei? Oh, my God. What year of grade school did you drop out of?
I want to make sure I have the correct spelling for my DM.
Well, it's not a name. It's a title. It's a very standard title for people. Like, how do you spell reverend? Did you put, like, an A in it?
So it's not your real name is what you're telling me.
No, it absolutely is my real name. Reverend Sensei Doug. I mean... I guess you're just jealous that, you know, I'm a reverend.
Okay, you're calling from the corporate office is what you're telling me.
Yeah, from corporate security.
Okay, no problem. I'll have my DM call you.
Well,
thank
sounds
you
like
so
it's
much.
A problem. You give me an attitude about everything.
Not trying to give you an attitude, sir. It sounds like that's what you're trying to do to me.
You won't even tell that girl to stop.
Your phone number.
You need to roll up a newspaper and go over to cosmetics and just hit her in the nose. Be like, no.
Oh, that's very professional.
That's what I would do. I don't take shit from anyone. You just don't know how to control your employees.
From 414-420-6969, it looks like.
Oh, shit. Correct? I got to go. I have to go now. Goodbye.
I got your phone number.
No, you don't.
So
that's a fake number.
Have a good day.
It's not real. Crap, you guys. She has the number I was using when I was calling up all those people, telling them to hang up the phone. I'm in for it now.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is Dwayne. How may I help you?
Hey, Dwayne. This is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Walgreens.
All right.
And I noticed you keep looking up at the security camera and like, you know, glaring at me. Can you just please stop that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I just told you what I'm talking about. Just, you know, do your job and pretend I'm not watching.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Please hold.
You keep looking up at the camera and give me snake eyes. He put me on hold because he's scared.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. Dar speaking.
Hey, Dar. This is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Walgreens.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, could you just let Dwayne know that he needs to stop looking at me on the security cameras?
Okay, which one is it?
Which one is what?
The camera.
Well, it's the one up by the ceiling. And, you know, I'm just trying to do my job and watch him and make sure he doesn't steal anything, and he keeps looking at me. He just keeps glaring at me and giving me snake eyes.
Okay.
Is he around you right now?
No, he's at register one.
Oh, yeah. Could you just run over there real quick and tell him to stop looking at the cameras and giving him, you know, give him the camera snake eyes?
Okay, is it... Like, I'm just trying to figure out which one it is, the one directly...
Well, just tell him to keep his head low. And just stop looking at me.
Okay.
And I can hold while you go do that real quick. Can you take the phone with you and tell him so I can hear?
I can't take the phone over there because I'm in photo right now, but I'll let him know.
Oh, you could put me on hold and then pick up over there and then chew him out.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Just a moment.
All right. Oh, shit. He's not going to really do that. He's going to get halfway there and be like, wait a minute, I'm not doing that. I bet you as he's dialing to let me listen in, he's going to be like, I'm sorry, Dwayne. I got to do this. Corporate says so. Corporate orders. It's nothing personal.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I just spoke to him and told him not to.
Okay. Did you speak to him sternly?
Yeah, I just did.
Do you sell newspapers there? Still?
We do sell newspapers there.
Okay. Could you just... Is he around? Like, are you near him right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Can you just grab a newspaper and roll it up and, like, thwack him in the nose with it and just be like, no.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that. Sorry.
No, I'm ordering you to.
Okay.
No, it's not okay. This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office.
Right.
That means I...
But I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Because I can't do that.
Is he bigger than you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you just afraid?
Not really.
Are you chicken?
Nope.
Bok, bok, bok.
But thank you, though.
You're welcome. I don't think he really did it. Or maybe he did. Maybe he told him to cut it out.
Hi, thanks for calling Walgreens. Just a reminder. The store's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you can stop by anytime you like.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Are you the one that's working at the register?
I am.
Okay, great. This is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Walgreens.
Okay.
And I was wondering...
Oh, okay.
And I've been watching you all night on the security cameras.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, with my white lens filter. And I was wondering, can you just stop looking at me all the time? To, like, stop looking at the camera and glaring at me and giving me snake eyes?
Oh, come on now.
What? Yeah. Wow, I'm impressed with her. She just, like, right away.
Thank you
knew
for
I was
calling
full of crap.
How can I help you?
Hi there. This is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office here in...
Oh, okay.
And I've been watching you on the security camera all night. And I was just wondering, do you think you could stop looking at me like that? Like, I don't know how you know I was watching you all night, but, like, you don't have to look at me like that and give me snake eyes and stuff.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not understanding. Who are you trying to speak to?
Oh, well, are you at the front register?
I was just busy checking something out. I'm not looking at anybody.
Well, you keep looking up at the camera and just, like, giving me snake eyes and pointing at your eyes and pointing at the camera like you're trying to intimidate me. And you know, I'm just trying to do my job here. I shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm a sensei.
Okay, sir, I'm not understanding who I'm not doing that. I'm not sure who's doing that.
Well, you're at the register, right?
Okay, there is a person who's working in the register as well, but I'm confused. I'm not sure.
Is he within range right now? Could you tell him to stop looking at me?
Okay.
I'll hold. I mean, like, just tell him real quick while I'm on the phone.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay, well, don't put me on hold. I have to hear it.
Mark, are you looking for the same person? Are you looking at Pop or anything like that? I'm not sure.
Sir, would you like to speak to a manager? Or
No. Well, can you? Did he say he's the one looking at me?
No. I'm not sure who you're talking about, sir.
Look, I was watching on the camera while you asked him that, and he said no, but I can see. I saw him, like, nod yes at you, like, with a knowing glance, and then he did, like, the jerk off motion, and pointed at the camera. I saw that.
Sir.
I saw it.
I'm not sure what to say to you. Let's speak to our manager. I got to go ahead and hang up here now.
Could you just apologize on his behalf?
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. And then could you apologize on your behalf for lying to me?
Okay, sir. I have to go. Okay?
What do you... It's not even that busy. I'm watching. You don't have anything to do. You guys are just sitting there doing nothing all night. You're not even trying to look busy. He set the phone down. Sir?
Whoa. Thank you for holding, Andrea speaking.
Oh, hey there. This is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the manager?
No, let me get him for you. One moment, please.
No, it's not necessary. Who are you?
I will get you a manager.
Are you the one wearing the white shirt? If so, thank you.
Hi, thank you for holding. This is Rolando. How can I help you today?
Oh, hey, Rolando. This is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Walgreens.
Hey. And, how's it going, man?
Not too bad. I'm assigned to your store tonight. I've been watching the cameras, and, like, the guy at the front register, he keeps looking at me and, like, giving me snake eyes and stuff. He's, like, looking up at
Your phone's breaking.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm downloading torrents. Like I'm the guy at the front register, he keeps looking at me.
Okay.
On the security cameras. I'm just trying to do my job and make sure he doesn't shoplift. And he keeps looking at me and giving me snake eyes.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, can you just go over there real quick and tell him to stop looking at me?
Is this a serious phone call?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, I'm just... It's very unsettling when I'm trying to watch him and, you know, watch everyone in the store, especially that girl in the white shirt, and he just keeps looking at me, and he's doing that thing with his eyes and the pointing, and I'm...
Okay, so let me get this straight. You are assigned to our store, and you're looking through our security cameras, and you feel unsettled that my cashier is looking directly at the cameras, so you therefore feel like he's staring directly at you.
Yeah, yeah, he looked right at the camera, and he mouthed the words, excuse me for saying this, but he mouthed the words, fuck you, to me. And then when I just now talked to him, like, the other guy denied it, and then this other girl got on the phone, and then they all three, like, flipped me off at the same time. That wasn't cool.
Okay, so what would you like me to do then?
Why'd you put me on speaker just now?
Into the camera?
How come I'm on speaker now?
Because I need to take the phone off of my ear.
Why?
I just did.
Well, it's hard to hear you now. It sounds like you're talking like from inside of a cardboard box.
I'm sorry to hear that, but maybe you can use the cameras to figure out what I'm doing.
I already know what you're doing. You're putting me on speakerphone and making this call sound really shitty for my listeners. I don't appreciate it.
Okay.
It's like everyone in the store is against me, and you know what? I'm a sensei.
Pharmacy call, Park 101. Pharmacy call, Park 101.
Hey, can you tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up, please? I think he figured it out. I think he believed me, though, because how else would I have known that he put me on speakerphone, right?
Hi, thanks for...
Hello, thanks for calling Walgreens. This is Victoria. How can I help you today?
Hi there. I'm a customer, and I was in there earlier today, and I was hanging out in the back room, and I think I left my watch there. Do you know if any employees have turned in a watch?
In the back room?
Yeah.
Which back room?
Well, the one there at the store. The room that has the keypad? I think I just left it sitting there on some boxes.
Who do you, and you're a customer?
Yeah, I was just in there picking up a prescription.
Let me find out in pharmacy. What's your name?
My name is Sensei Doug.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, there seems that no one has turned in anything.
Oh, well, did you look in the back room? Because I was just hanging out. I was lounging around on some merchandise, and I think I just set it down because it was itching my arm.
Because I'm looking in the pharmacy. I'm looking in the little waiting area.
Yeah.
I don't think you would be in our break room because that's locked.
No, the back room.
The stock room?
Yeah, I was back there. I bought a Pepsi, and I tried sitting in the pharmacy area, but this old man kept looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, fuck it. And I went and hung out in the back room instead and finished my soda.
And you... Are you talking about where the bathrooms are at?
No, not the bathrooms. The back room, you know, with the keypad.
It's just, I don't understand how you would have access to our stock room.
It's probably just open. I probably just walked in. I didn't cause any problems, though. I was just sitting around on merchandise drinking my Pepsi. And I paid for those Fritos. But I was just, I thought my watch might have, I don't know where else it could be.
Let me check, okay? Give me a second.
Okay. If you've ever thought about subscribing to the, to the Hobosode thing on patreon.com/phonelosers, you don't have to bother. This is the kind of thing I do. This is basically what I did last week. And it went just about as well, you know? They're just confused. They don't know what to say.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Like, did you see a pile of ash on the floor? Because that's around where my watch would be.
I don't see anything.
Like, a pile of ash? Has anyone swept or mopped the floor today?
I don't know what room you're talking about. I checked my stock room. I checked everywhere you might be.
Yeah, it's the stock room. The one with the keypad thing where you have to enter the code to get in.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see anything in there.
Okay, did you see the pile of ash on the floor? Because I think I would have...
There was nothing on the floor.
Oh, okay. And there's no watch. Are you sure you just didn't take the watch for yourself and you just don't want to give it back because it's a nice watch? Because my dad gave me that watch.
Hello, thank you for holding.
Oh, hi, who's this?
This is Jeremy. So what's the situation? You left a watch here?
Yeah, just there in the stock room. I just set it down for a minute, and I must have walked off and left it there.
A watch?
Yeah.
You took it off your wrist?
My wristwatch. Yeah, it was itching my arm. I got mosquito bites underneath it.
Can you see what's in the photo? What's going on in the photo? Okay, well, if you want to come back here, I mean, you can feel free to search the sales floor wherever you were at.
Oh, well, I was in the stock room.
We don't see anything.
What, did she check the stock room? Because she didn't seem to believe that I was in the stock room, and I don't know why.
Yeah, why would you be in the stock room, though? That's not for customers.
Well, yeah, but I was just... I was trying to hang out in pharmacy and drink my Pepsi, and this old man kept looking at me, so I went in the stock room instead.
The stock room. So you have our door codes?
Well, not exactly. I just hit a bunch of random buttons while I go... And, you know, a couple tries, it seems to work.
Hmm.
It's not very secure.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I'll change the door codes. But, yeah, if you want to, you could feel free to come by and check the sales floor out. But, unfortunately, we wouldn't give you access to the stock room.
Oh, well, no, it's not a big deal. I go in there all the time. I have, like, anxiety issues, and I don't like to be around a lot of people, especially when they're looking at me.
Are you sure it's not the pharmacy waiting room, where they get immunizations at?
No, that's where I tried hanging out, and this old man just kept looking at me. Give me snake eyes.
Okay, well, like I said, if you want to come by the store, and you could check the sales floor out, but unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to give you access to the stock room.
Oh, no, I'll just run in there and check real quick. It'll just take a second. If you ask me, that lady that I was talking to before, she probably took it. And just doesn't want to tell anyone.
Because
it was like a $200 watch.
I don't understand why you would take your watch off in the stockroom. But like I said, if you want to come by the store and you could check the sales floor out, that's not a problem. But unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to give you access to the stockroom.
It was itching my arm. No, I don't need you to give me access. I just go in there whenever I want. That's not what I'm asking for. But
okay,
I'm
the new store manager here, so that's not according to policy. I'm not sure why there are people letting you into the stock room.
No, nobody let me in the stock room. I just hit the random digits and it opens up. I've been hanging out in your stock room longer than you've been working there, so you can't tell me what to do.
That's good. Okay, so I'm not sure that we're gonna find to resolve this, but if you want to come by and check the sales floor out, like I said, I'm more than happy to help you out.
How well do you know that girl I just talked to? Has she been known to steal things before?
No, that's not the case.
Well, if she was, I don't think she'd tell you. You're probably just too new to know things like that.
Okay, can I get your callback information?
No, you cannot.
And your name, sir?
My name is Sensei Doug.
Doug? Okay. Have a great day.
Well, when do I get my watch?
Unfortunately, we don't have a watch here. So, I mean, like I said,
okay.
If you want to come by to check the sales floor out...
And the stock room.
That'd be fine, but we can't give you access to the stock room.
How late is the sales floor and stock room open tonight?
The store is open until 11 p.m.
11 p.m. Okay, great. I'll be there soon.
Okay.
Check out the stock room and the sales floor. Is that lady still going to be working there? Because I think I want to grill her. If you know what I mean.
I mean, you can feel free to come in, sir.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I'm on my way. Here I come. I can tell that guy's new. He's got a few things to learn about customer service. How to treat people. I mean, what the hell was that? Telling me I'm not welcome in the stock room? It's bullshit.
Okay. If you're a provider, like a doctor, a nurse...
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is Yasmin speaking. How can I help you?
Hi there. This is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office here with Walgreens.
Uh-huh.
And, mm-hmm. Hey, I've been watching you on the security cameras all night. And
yeah.
Do you think you could just stop looking at me like that?
Give me a second.
Okay.
Thank you, Holden. Sir, can I help you?
Hi. This is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Walgreens.
Okay.
And I was wondering, I've been watching the cashiers all night on the security cameras, and that one that picked up the phone, she's just been looking at me all night. Like, could you tell her to stop looking at me like that?
What is the cashier wearing?
Like, I don't know, a uniform type thing, like light colored. It's all black and white.
What color is the uniform? She?
Well, it's black and white.
What colors? No, you're not looking at the cameraman.
Yeah, I am. Cause you're not wearing it. No, we just have black.
Baby blue.
Well, I know. We have black and white monitors, stupid. I'm not going to see the blue.
It's colors.
Yeah, the camera's color. The monitor's not. The guy does not understand the budget cuts we've had here at the corporate office.
We're calling Walgreens. Okay, speaking. How can I help you?
Hi there. This is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Walgreens.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi. You're the cashier tonight, right?
Yes, one of them.
Okay, because I've been watching you on the security cameras all night.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, could you just stop looking at me like that? Like, you keep giving me, like, weird looks, and seems like you're trying to intimidate me or be threatening or something. I'm serious, ma'am.
You're so hilarious. You just made my day.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm serious. I work in the security department here at the corporate office.
What is your name?
And my name is Reverend Sensei Doug, and you've been looking at me all night. You just keep looking at me.
I just got here, so I don't know what you're talking about all night.
Well, I mean, ever since your shift started.
My shift started? What time have I been here?
Oh, hey, I don't have to tell you anything. I'm just telling you. You better stop looking at me. You may think it's funny. I don't think it's funny one bit.
Do you want to talk to a manager?
Why? So I can have them reprimand you? Ah, shit. I actually kind of wanted to. Damn it.
Okay, I'm connecting you to someone who can help.
I'm calling Walgreens. Okay, speaking. How can I help you?
Hi there. Could I talk to the manager, please?
Yes.
I'm going to have the manager reprimand you.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hi there. This is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Walgreens.
Hi.
That cashier that's working there tonight, she keeps looking at me. She keeps just looking at me in the cameras, and she's trying to be intimidating and threatening or something. Can you just tell her to stop looking at me?
Sure.
Okay, and I'll stay on the phone while you reprimand her and yell at her and stuff.
Okay.
Go ahead. Chop, chop. Don't hang up, though.
Okay. Hello, sir?
Hello? Hello? Hi?
Okay, I went ahead and let her know to stop staring at you.
Oh, okay, go ahead and do that.
I did.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Oh, because she's in the front register, that's why.
Oh, well, are you near her right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, because I have some instructions, but you have to be near her.
Instructions? Like what?
I was going to have you roll up a newspaper and thwack her in the nose with it and be like, no, like she's
okay.
A dog.
All right, sir. Well, you have a good day, okay?
Well, no, not, I won't have a good day until she stops looking at me.
Okay, well, I can't do that.
She needs to be taught a lesson, ma'am. Why not? Are you afraid to...
We can't roll up a paper and hit anybody.
Well, you have to learn how to discipline the employees or they're not going to respect you. I know a lot about respect. I'm a sensei.
You're a sensei? What's that?
Well, you know, like, I can karate chop things and do jiu-jitsu and...
All right. Well, you have a great day, okay?
Okay, but you have, like, I don't know. She better stop looking at me.
All right. I already let her know.
Okay, you should let her know again. Like, when I hang up, you should really seriously think about, you know, rolling up a newspaper and thwacking her in the nose.
Alrighty. So you have a great day, okay?
And if any of the other employees, if they're like, hey, you can't do that, you thwack them in the nose, too. Show them who's boss.
Okay. Alright. You have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's do one last call before I give up on this whole idea.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is MJ. How can I help you?
Hey, MJ, is this the cashier up in the front?
It is.
Okay, great. This is Reverend Sensei Doug. I'm with the corporate office at Walgreens.
Uh-huh.
And I've been monitoring the security cameras tonight, and I guess you're the one that keeps looking at me. And giving me...
I keep looking at you?
Yeah, at the cameras, like you know
I'm... Where are you?
Well, I'm watching from the corporate office, and I'm watching you through the cameras, but you keep looking at me and trying to be threatening and giving me snake eyes, and
I don't believe a word you're saying.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't believe it, because you've been doing it all night.
Because I don't...
Hello?
So, would you like to speak to somebody?
Well, I was hoping to just talk to you and ask you to stop giving me snake eyes like you've been doing for your entire shift.
Okay, I have no idea. Let me connect you with the manager.
Because, you know, I shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm just trying to do my job.
One moment, please.
You don't have to give me snake eyes. It's my job.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Reverend Sensei Doug from the corporate office at Walgreens.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to that lady up front, and I asked her if she could stop looking at me, because she's been looking at the security cameras all night while I watch her. And like, she's trying to be threatening and giving me snake eyes and stuff like that, you know?
What lady?
She just transferred me. I didn't catch her name. But she insists that she hasn't been looking at me. But, I mean, she's the only one there. It's got to be her. And she just keeps giving me snake eyes and weird hand motions. Can you tell her to stop looking at me, please?
And where are you?
I'm at the corporate office with Walgreens. I'm in the corporate security department.
And how is she looking at you?
She keeps looking up at the camera, and like she's mouthing obscenities to me, and just giving me snake eyes.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Okay, well, can you stay on the phone while you let her know?
No, because I'm in a different department.
Well, just transfer your call over to her phone and then pick up that phone when you get there.
I'll let her know.
I just want to make sure she's taking it seriously. Because on the phone, she told me she didn't even believe me.
Okay, I'll let her know.
She's like, fuck
and
you.
And I'll let my store manager know.
She's like, fuck you, corporate lackey. I don't believe a word you're saying. And I'll look at who I want. That's what she said.
Okay.
And we have to make sure it's the right person. So, you know, just transfer the call up there. I'll hold.
Okay, I know which person it is, so I'll let them know.
Does she have a history of looking at people?
No.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, she's been at it all night.
Okay.
Do you keep the newspapers up near where she is?
No.
Well, can you just grab a newspaper and, like, roll it up? Just to... seem a little more intimidating when you're talking to her, so she'll take you seriously?
No, I will not.
Why not?
Okay, I don't have time right now, okay?
What are you doing that's so important? You do too have time. I've been watching you on the security camera. You're not doing anything. You haven't done anything all night. Putting that in my report. Well, I think I've had enough of being looked at for one night. It's really starting to get to me, so I'm going to quit doing these for a while.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
So I'm listening to the 2014 shows, which, by the way, I do see the one where it says, I bet changing the album title for just this one episode will annoy somebody, and yeah, it did. But in one of these episodes, you're talking about selling people's voice prints to the Chinese government along with their information, and I was thinking that you could do that again, but tell people you're going to be using it to give dialogue to... an AI porn or some animated porn after already having a short conversation with them. So be talking to them and be like, oh, and by the way, I just want to let you know that we're selling your voice print to a company so that they can use it to make custom dialogue for porns.
Nice.
And just see what people say. They'll probably
Great
get
idea.
Mad as fuck once they realize they've been talking.
I'd be like, can you say that more sensually to me?
And now they can't do anything about it. So, yeah, sell people's voice prints to the Chinese government and to porn studios. For cartoon porn dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Brad. Bye.
It's gotta be cartoon porn. It's the best kind of porn.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I love all your pranks, of course, and I especially love your attendant from hell calls.
Thanks.
But instead of just shirking away when they challenge you to pay for the carpet or tell you that they're gonna charge you extra for all the damages you've done,
mm-hmm.
might be fun to challenge them head on and say, good, I hope you do. I have more money
Thank God. I don't care. Bring it on.
Okay.
I have a whole team of lawyers.
You're just charging me because you're jealous of how much money I make.
Hey, love you, Chef. Take care, man.
When you're just a lowly apartment manager and works in an office, I make more in a week than you make in a year. That's what I'll say to him. That'll impress him.
Yo, Brad. It's JD.
Hey, JD.
I just wanted to call and let you know that I left you a little something for Rupert the Monkey Boy.
I know. God, this was like an hour ago in the show. You're so behind the times.
So, I don't know. You might want to use it for something, or you might just want to give it to him. So there you go. I also left
too late
you
now.
An old prank call that I made back in high school, a very short one.
Oh, shit.
Some weeks ago that maybe you might want to play on the show.
Hmm.
You might like it, you might not. It's
you know,
pretty good, though.
I haven't
All right.
done that in
Hope
a while.
Hope you're well. Looking forward to the next show, and so long. Block boy.
Yeah, thanks, JD, for that song. Let's see if I can find your prank call in here. Well, here's one you sent back in June. I don't know if that's the one you're talking about. The email says, I figured I would send you a short call to play on the show if you like it. I made this call in high school to a kid on the wrestling team who would give us band kids shit, especially me. Admittedly, I stole the premise from the Ball Busters. It was the 90s, but I think the payoff is worthwhile. So let's... Whoa. I can tell this is a 90s call. Listen to that background noise.
Hello? Yeah, listen, this is Harvey Jekyll Smith calling from the Pleasure Dome in New York City.
Yeah.
I want to confirm an order you got down coming down to COD.
I remember this call.
It should be coming down sometime tomorrow.
Okay.
You're going to be there to take this?
What time tomorrow?
Probably about, say my guy's out there now. It'll be around like, noonish?
Nah, no one's going to be here.
Shit. Do you know when you're going to be around? Because I got to get this stuff out of you, you know? I got to get this stuff down and delivered.
Probably about 4 o'clock on.
About 4 let me see.
So you're calling his home and he's taking it seriously as a delivery thing? Or did you call, like, the wrestling department at your school?
Who am I speaking to?
Steve, the son.
All right. You're 31 William Way, Churchville, right?
Right.
All right, let me see. About 4 o'clock on?
Yeah.
Let me see. Is Frank out there?
No, he's not.
Fucking Frank.
All right. Well, I'll just give you a call back tomorrow. All right.
Okay.
And then you can suck my dick, right?
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Okay. I think I kind of forgot what happened at the end of that call, but now I remember. I kind of want to play the original now from the Ball Busters, just to see if he got it right.
Hey, Brad. It's Mac. It's been a fair bit since I've last called into the voicemail. I just wanted to say that you've been doing a fabulous job with the show, and keep it up.
Okay.
And I'll be calling in more and spamming you, definitely.
Yay.
Call them guy.
Well, you know, if you call back, take me off speaker.
And thanks for all the shows.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I made fun of your speakerphone.
I'm just wondering why you're not doing any more hang up the phone prank calls.
Well,
I think they're the best.
You know what?
I think they're
Did you hear the beginning of the show and how boring that was?
They are the best.
It didn't work?
Love your show. It's great.
Thanks.
Keep doing it.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Unless they make me stop.
Hey there, Brad. This is Nippler. First time shithead, long time poop sniffer.
Okay.
You might recognize me from the Discord. I don't know how much you pay attention to that, though. Heard someone else calling about not being able to find the Internet Killed the Radio Shack song by Liz Darwin. I've Googled all over for it, and God damn it, I can't find it either.
Damn it.
I'm just living off of what I've ripped from one of your shows.
Sorry.
Which wouldn't bother me if you didn't talk over it. If you could point us towards an actual download link or something, then that would be awesome.
Okay.
Also, I want to know where I can get the intros for the shows, like the Shifty Pop one.
There's a link on the Patreon. I gave the people on the Patreon, like, secret links to Dropbox files, and I don't know, like, am I supposed to be linking to my Dropbox files publicly? Is that a horrible idea? I mean, if you email me, just email me, rbcp@phonelosers.org, ask me for anything, and I'll probably send it to you. I mean, it'll take me, like, you know, 5 years to respond to the email, but I'll send it to you. Or maybe you could just ask someone that's on the Patreon for a direct link to just that song. Or maybe I'll just put a direct link to that song in the show notes. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Why not? I'll do that. Look in the show notes.
I need these for my PLA list. Get it? That I'm making for my own personal consumption.
Hey.
So deliver.
Stop that.
God damn it.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
I will.
Asshole.
All right.
Tell those
bye.
Kids in the background to shut the fuck up.
All right.
God damn it.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I don't know. I've forgotten already what he wanted. Some song or something. I'll probably forget to put it in the show notes. Sorry.
Roy.
I have a really good idea for the next Tenants from Hell.
Oh, shit.
You should call the apartments and tell them your giant snake got loose.
Okay.
But it's a Christian, so it won't hurt anyone.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks.
All right. I'm going to write that down in my Tenants from Hell idea list here.
Hey, Brad. This is Greg.
Hello.
And I just want to talk about Michelle. I mean, I've been listening to 2013 deals. I know you said you quit looking at her Twitter. It's been a couple of years. I wonder if you could look back at her and see if anything's changed.
Yeah.
All right. Just a request. That's all.
Bye. Okay. I think I do that every once in a while, and I don't... Like, she's got me blocked on both of my Twitter accounts. And I don't know, I probably have other Twitter accounts, probably, but I don't know. Here, let me see. Like, you are blocked from following Michelle and viewing Michelle's tweets. Let me log out of my Twitter and see if that'll allow me to see her tweets. No, I can't see her tweets. It says this account's tweets are protected. I can no longer look at Michelle's tweets. So I have no updates about Michelle. I'm sure she's as crazy as ever, but I can no longer see her tweets, and I don't really want to anymore. I'm so over Michelle. I don't want to see her tweets anyway. Take that, Michelle. See, I don't even care that you blocked me. I don't care one bit.
Hey, Brad. It's Kramerica.
Hey.
Just wanted to keep it short and let you know that we all really appreciate all the years content
nice
you provided.
Nice sarcasm.
And also, have you ever thought about calling a restaurant,
you know what?
And
fuck
saying
you
that your wife used the bathroom and is now pregnant and you would like to sue them for child support? Just an idea.
Okay.
Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome, Cream Erica, or whatever you said there at the beginning. I'll definitely do that next time I call up a restaurant. I think that's going to be it for this episode of the Snowplow Show. It looks like I have about a half billion voicemails here that I haven't listened to yet. So maybe on the next show, later this week, hopefully, I can just spend like 2 hours on the voicemails and get them all caught up. And we can hear great stuff like this from Corbin Guy.
Hey, Brad. Hey. Can I get some echo effect on this voicemail?
Okay, here we go.
Whee! Yay!
Yep. Thanks for that, Corbin Guy. That's what the next episode of the Snowplow Show is going to be like. Nothing but voicemails. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thank you, Bobo Bob, the Hobo Bob, for supporting today's show. If you'd like to support the show and get extra shows every week, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Also, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers, on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers, and on the Facebook group and the YouTube channels that I never update anymore, and just all those other links in the show notes. Click on everything in the show notes today. Follow everything. See you next time, everyone.
This is a song for all the prank call victims. Because you're not victims, you're stars. I heard you on the website back in 02, lying about rules that you said you wouldn't do. Pac Bell couldn't stop you coming through. Oh, oh. Accepting credits for your quarter red box tones, pranking away from the stolen burner phones. Now I understand why people used to moan. Oh, oh, met Mildred Monday. Oh, oh, what did her son say? PLA killed the prank star. PLA killed the prank star. Roger Bell went too far. And then they met in an abandoned Circle K. Replayed recordings where he called her son gay. And in an instant, she met her doomsday. Oh, oh, he killed Mildred Monday. Oh, oh, like John Bonet. PLA killed the prank star. PLA killed the prank star. He made Dino blow his stack and gave grouchy old man a heart attack. Oh, 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 oh. We'll be right back. PLA killed the prank star. PLA killed the prank star. RBCP smoked some crack. Then Jolanta called him whack. Now Andy Anderson will get him back, and he'll put it on the media pack. Who knows? Maybe Richard Cardo. Who knows? Maybe Richard Cardo. PLA killed the prank star. 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 PLA killed the prank star.
So let me get this straight. You are assigned to our store and you're looking through our security cameras, and you feel unsettled that my cashier is looking directly at the cameras, so you therefore feel like he's staring directly at you.